This is sort of a semi-sick thing. It's not too bad. I think you'll get sort of a kick out of it. I'll leave it up to you. But it's a scene. It's a prison picture. And I've been going to movies ever since I was about this high. And I still dig them, and I get a lot of material from them, whether good or bad. It's fun to go, you know. I think we get tired of the box and the silver screen, the tube, and we go back to seeing movies. And this is sort of a cheap prison picture. Standard thing, the guy's making out the license plates, got the numbers, you know. And, you know, the guy in the jute mill and Father Duffy. Oh, my boys, I tried to help you. And the warden, you know, sort of a dumpy guy. The belt drops down below the navel. I'm trying to help you. And they're playing softball, going along by the walls, you know.
Help me, trying to get out.
So the opening scene is in the warden's office. And he's there with his head guard, and the situation is that he's been shut up holed up in his office for about, maybe 39 hours, something like that. No food or water or anything. And down in front of him is Tiger Elliott, a lifer who's trying to get out. You'll find that's true quite often of lifers. They get a little horny, you know, and they want to... I'm sorry, I hope I didn't offend any horny people. But it's true. True, you put a guy in for a little while in solitary, you know, and read the magazines. And I've seen guys in rooms do that, you know. You can read the Get In Bible just so long, and then you gotta go downstairs. But he's sort of, you know, sucking on a tangerine, and he talks to his guard and says something like this.
I can't understand this, Ted. This thing that this boy is doing is criminal. Just criminal. If this hadn't happened, I might well have been up for the governorship. The thing that I don't understand, Ted, is how the devil he got 3 Sherman tanks in here. Don't tell me he snuck those in a loaf of bread. No. How about it, Ted?
I don't know. I'm Warden. It's one of those things that just got out of hand and...
No, no. Don't be a brownie. Come on. Cut it out. You've goofed. It's apparent. This is the warden, Tiger. I know you're down there. Now give this thing up. Crime does not pay. Trite as that may sound, Galen Drake, whatever you want to say, it doesn't. We'll get you sooner or later. Now why cause a scene? I don't want to call in the state police and the National Guard and have this thing on television. Come on, boy, give it up. Well, we know one thing, he's armed. Yes, come on in, Father Duffy, come on in. I'm sorry you're in here at this time to see this.
These are my children. Tiger's not a bad boy.
He isn't. Well, for your information, Father, he's just killed 12 of my best men. I'd call that Henry, wouldn't you? Now, if you don't shape up, you're going back to Boys Town.
Let me go down and talk to Tiger. Let me go down and talk to him.
All right, Father, stand back. Get away from there. Get away from the window. It's the warden again, Tiger. Now get this and get it straight. Father Duffy's coming down. Any funny business, and I don't know what we'll do, throw inkwells or tangerines. We'll do something. Do you hear that, Tiger? Go ahead, Father.
Hello there, Tiger. It's Father Duffy. I'm sorry you come down, Pops. I made too many plans. I got to cut out of this mill. You ain't gonna stand in my way. I don't want to have to spin that collar around a couple of times. Now you get out of my way, Father. Come on, boy, it's Father Duffy. Look at it this way. Who took you out of the library and put you in the jute mill so you'd learn a trade? Gave you the little Willie Sutton makeup kit on Saturdays. Come on, boy, give me the gun. Now! Give me the gun, son.
Now!
That's a good boy. Oh, there's just one other question, Tiger. You are a Catholic, aren't you?
No, I'm a Lutheran.